This weekend, tens of thousands of Americans plan to protest the Bush administration's march toward war in Iraq, with rallies in New York and other cities across the country. In California, controversy has erupted after a prominent rabbi accused anti-war organizers of banning him from speaking at this weekend's peace rally in San Francisco. The dispute has uncovered deep divisions within anti-war circles, as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Rabbi Michael Lerner is no stranger to anyone who has followed the peace movement since the 1960s. He's perhaps best known as the founder and editor of Tikkun, a progressive Jewish magazine based in San Francisco. Lerner opposes an American war with Iraq in part because he believes it would not be in the long-range interest of the United States or Israel. Earlier this month, Lerner's name came up as a possible speaker for this weekend's rally, but it was dismissed. How and why is a matter of dispute. Nevertheless, this week, Lerner circulated an email message charging that he had been blackballed and banned from speaking. He made a similar charge in an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal.
The coalition of groups in the Bay Area that are involved in building the demonstration this Sunday had an agreement with each other that said that no speaker could speak who had been vetoed by another one of the groups, and they had vetoed me because of my position on Israel.
Lerner is an ardent supporter of Israel and its right to exist, although he has criticized the government of Ariel Sharon. He says he was vetoed by a group called International Answer.
That's a complete falsification.
Richard Becker is a spokesman for International Answer, the nominal leader of the coalition opposing the war. Becker says that Lerner's name was never officially proposed.
And he has not been blackballed by Answer or by anybody else. I think that what's the reason that perhaps his name was not proposed is that the coalition had decided when it was formed, this coalition of coalitions, that we would not invite speakers who have engaged in attacking different groups in the anti-war movement, and that we felt that that would hurt the kind of unified anti-war movement that we're trying to build. And Michael Lerner has been engaged in those kind of attacks in the past.
In recent weeks, Lerner has been critical of Answer. He says the group doesn't believe Israel has a right to exist and uses peace rallies to put out anti-Israeli propaganda.
My objection is that they should not create a climate which pushes away so many people who want to articulate an opposition to the war, but don't want to be part of an anti-Semitic or Israel-bashing community.
This concern sounds familiar to Rabbi Douglas Kahn, executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council in San Francisco. He says many Jewish demonstrators at recent anti-war rallies here told him they left feeling alienated by what they viewed as anti-Israel and anti-Semitic sentiments.
We've tried to make very clear that we distinguish between the agenda of the principal organizing groups such as International Answer, which have a very strong anti-Israel component, and the vast majority of participants in the rallies for whom the singular focus is their concern about the possibility of war.
Answer spokesman Richard Becker says opposition to Israel shouldn't be equated with anti-Semitism. The dispute over Lerner has brought increased scrutiny to the group. International Answer's roots grow out of the Workers' World Party, a small socialist sect that has supported Slobodan Milosevic, North Korea, and the Chinese government's crackdown in Tiananmen Square. Stephen Zunis chairs the Peace and Justice Studies program at the University of San Francisco.
This is not untypical in progressive movements in this country, that certain Marxist-Leninist groups, because of their hierarchical structure and their ability to get things done quickly, as opposed to much of the American left, the Marxist-Leninist groups tend to, frankly, out-hustle some of the more moderate groups, at least in the early going of a particular struggle.
Zunis says traditionally, as social movements grow, more dominant and mainstream groups take over the leadership, as seen in the 60s during Vietnam and in the 80s during the Central American conflicts. UC Berkeley sociology professor Andrew Barlow says for most demonstrators, the matter of who organizes the anti-war actions is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant because there is a situation where millions of people are looking for a way to express their sentiments. The people are not considering who's organizing that protest. What they're considering is that we're all there for the same purpose, which is we want peace, we are opposed to war.
Michael Lerner agrees that opposition to the war is paramount. That's why he is still encouraging his followers to attend this weekend's rallies. And organizers issued a statement announcing that three rabbis with views similar to Lerner's will speak at Sunday's demonstration. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.